The pasuk says that they came to one person comes, v'hine ish mibnei Yisrael, right, whose name is Zimri. V'yakriv el echov es hamidyonis le'enei Moshe, le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'heima boichim pesach ha'imai. All of a sudden, everybody started crying. And the Gemara tells the rest of the story. Right? What was the rest of the story? He said, you're allowed to be boil hamidyonis, and if that's the case, meaning if it's aser, then bas Yisroi, mihi tira locha. Right? Who allowed you, Moshe, to marry the daughter of Yisrael? And the pasuk says, v'heima boichim pesach ha'imai. Everybody started crying. By the way, if you look at the Ramban says, everyone started crying, Moshe v'chol Yisrael. Amazing. Moshe started crying. How often do you see that? Moshe's crying. Everybody started crying. Moshe the Shoiftim, all of a sudden, this terrible pchias. If you look in Targum Yonason says that when all this happened, the Inun Bachan, everyone started crying, the Korean Shema, and they started saying Kriyashma. They were crying and they were saying Kriyat Shema. The Kama Kulmus in the Shtabru, there's so many different Pshatim that were said, that why is it at that moment, all of a sudden, Klai Yisrael started saying Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema? Like, why Kriyat Shema from all things? Why wasn't at that moment they were saying Kriyat Shema? So I saw in the Sefer, Melchamos Yehuda. So, who wrote the Melchamos Yehuda? Ramartcha Yehuda Lubart, Zechet Tzadok Levracha, who I had the schus. Tavrumi had the schuss to daven with for many, many years. He was a Talmud of Meir Shapiro. He was a Talmud of the Kosher Glove of Goyen. Daven the Rabbi Spiegel Shul, Ali Yaren, used to sit in Mizrach. And we've quoted from him in the past. But either way, so Rabbi Lubart said a Dover Nichla. He said that, just picture the scene. All of a sudden you have the Nasi of Shevet Shimon is about to do an Avera with a Midyanis. And there was a Magefa, people are dying, but there's so much Znus going on. And there's so much Avera taking place. And it was impossible for the Yid who wanted to be Mizkaber in this moment to find the Gvur and to find the strength, not Mayasa Ben Velo Yechta. Right, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon's already doing the Avera. And there's so much Taiva and so much Nisayan that was going on at that moment. So he said, if there was so much Nisayan, what was the Yetzer? So he said, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hamad Aleph, Lo'olam Yargis Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. A person should always try to make sure that his Yetzer Toiv is going to get the better of his Yetzer Hara. Nitzchay Mutav, if he's successful, good. V'imlav, and if not, what's the Eitzah Yikra Kriyashma? Zolalein in Kriyashma. So you see that reading Kriyashma is an Eitzah, it's a school to be able to overcome Yetzar. So he says at that moment it was such a tremendous Nisayan. I mean, you have all this Gilei Arayis that's going on. It's mamish rampant. So the Yidden, they started crying, but they also felt that they needed a shmira against the Yetzirah. So what was this shmira? The shmira was the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hamad Aleph. Lo'olam Yargis Adam Yetzirah Al Yetzirah V'Imlav Yikra Kriyashma. They started saying Kriyashma. But said Rabbi Lubar, what's the pshat in Kriyashma? How does Kriyashma work? So he brings from his Rebbe, the Sfasemes, he was a Ger Chosid, but really this is something that we spoke about recently from the Tshuvas HaRajba, from the Yisoid V'Sharish HaVoida, from Zamlam V'Voloshin, and that is when the Tzadikim used to say Kriyashma, they would say, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Avavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Mi'adecha. So the Avoida says the Rajba and the Tshuva is for a person to close his eyes and to visualize as if right now there's a gun, the barrel of the gun is pointing between his eyes. And he's being given the choice right now. Do you want to show and profess your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or are you going to do this Avera? And your person should be mitzayer that he's willing to overcome his Nisayan and be willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha is the ultimate expression of I'm willing to give up everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything means that you're willing to jump into a fire. Everything means that there's a fire burning inside of you. And there's an Nisayan and there's a Yetzirah that's trying to take you down. Oh, but if you're able to save your Haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chal uvavcha, which means b'shnei yitzricha, u'b'chal nafshecha, you're willing to give up your life, u'b'chal moidecha, you'd give up all your money, you'd give up everything for Ahavas Hashem, that is the skula to overcome the Yetzirah. A person finds himself in a matzav of Nisayan, lo'olam yargiz adam yetzirah al yetzirah, nitzchay muta v'imlav yikr kriyashma, try to tap into Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol uvavcha u'v'chol nafshecha b'chol moidecha. Say Kriyashma the way Tzadikim said Kriyashma. Appreciate that Ahavas Hashem has to be even at the expense of tremendous sacrifice. And if the sacrifice is not doing an Aveira that you have a Yetzirah to do, then that's the sacrifice. That's the Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha. He said the Yidden was so overwhelmed at that moment with the Nisayan for Taiva because of what was going on What they did was they cried and they also said Kriya Shema. They professed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our Ahavas Hashem is so great. It's b'chol levavcha, it's b'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'idecha. They will be Mekayim, the school of the Gemara in Brachas, Tafei Amar Aleph, that if a person feels that his Yetzirah is getting the better of him, try to tap into that Indian. Remember tzaddikim that jumped into fires. People, remember your Zneidas that were willing to give up their life not to do an Aveira. You can overcome a shtickle Yetzirah. That's the skula of Imlav Yikra Kriyashma. That's the skula that dar was tapping into.